5 this evening is that scientists say they're more convinced than ever that humans are the dominant cause of global warming. In its latest major report, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change says it has more evidence that human activities are changing the planet's climate, and determined action is needed to cut greenhouse gas emissions to avoid the worst effects of rising temperatures.
Well, Joe Haig is head of physics at Imperial College and an expert in the physics of climate change. I asked her if she was convinced by the argument that humans are to blame for climate change.
We've got lots of observations and measurements of various sort of climate parameters like surface temperature, ice cover, sea level, sea temperature, and all these things over time. You can see that the records are showing that the globe is warming. And then how do we know that it's due to human activity? Well, we look at all the different factors that are influencing the climate, and we know some of them are to do with the sun or to do with volcanic eruptions, and also there's various sort of natural cycles in climate that we know about. But we can't explain the warming over the last 50 or even 150 years without invoking greenhouse gases and human effects.
At the same time, though, the sceptics will point out that the average temperature of the planet hasn't risen, in fact, in the last 15 years. But we're warned by the IPCC that the planet could warm up by 4.5 degrees Celsius over the next century, which seems to be a contradiction.
No, it is quite complicated. If you look at the most recent decade, it's the warmest decade that there has been on instrumental record. If you look at just the trend over the last sort of 15 years, it's true that it is fairly flat, but it's mainly determined by a few warm years at the beginning of the record and cooler years at the end of the record over that 15 years. And what's happening is we're getting effects like El Nino, which is where you get warming of the tropical Pacific Ocean due to perfectly natural internal variability. And that just comes and goes with time in a perfectly natural sort of fluctuation. And it just so happens to have occurred over this past 15 years to give that effect. And there may have been other factors that are adding to that. So, for example, the sun's got slightly less active over that period, and so that would tend to make the atmosphere a bit cooler now than it was before. And there's been a few minor volcanic eruptions which would chuck a lot of stuff up into the atmosphere that tends to cool the planet by reflecting solar radiation back to space. So there's a number of factors that are causing this sort of variation. But if we look over the historical record, you can see that this sort of thing with that temperature going up and not so fast up and then flattening off has happened, you know, many times. It's not exceptional. It just so happens that it coincides with the release of the IPCC report that it doesn't look so good.
And people have said that actually the IPCC should have predicted that there was going to be this 15-year pause or this hiatus, but they didn't see it coming.
So the models do predict 15-year pauses of the type that we're now experiencing. You can't expect the models to predict them with exactly the right timing. The models will predict variations into the future with all sorts of different time variations, but they can't precisely predict in any particular year where it'll go next. And this is all part of the rather nice, chaotic nature of the natural climate system.
So what do we need to do to stop this happening then? Is it down to us changing our behaviour?
Well, it's partly down to people changing their behaviour, and of course you can be more efficient with your use of energy and just use less of it. But it really takes a sort of step change in and how the energy is produced. And we've got to stop burning coal and oil, or should we carry on burning those things and somehow get rid of the carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere that they're producing? But moving to cleaner energy production and better ways of using energy, being imaginative, perhaps a bit more nuclear. The government just needs to look at all the different options that are available to try and reduce the CO2 emissions.
Are we doing enough, do you think? Are we going to be able to achieve this goal?
Well, I mean, in the UK, there's the Climate Change Act, and you know, there's certain targets that we hope that will be met, but I think there's got to be a lot more effort in the UK and indeed across the world if we're going to stand any chance of going below this 2-degree threshold that is perceived to be the sort of dangerous point.
Do you get surprised when you hear people criticising the IPCC and people who talk about climate change? Do you understand why the climate change deniers are so vehement about their denials?
Well, there may be lots of reasons for that, but of course, people do find it threatening because they fear that it's going to cost them money to change their climate habits. or they fear that, that sort of awful things might be happening. They fear that they're being somehow manipulated. But we just have to carry on explaining the science, explaining it in as clear a way as possible, and showing that this is happening. And in fact, it's much better to take action now than to sit there and pretend that it's not happening and be hit with something very extreme that needs to happen in the future.
And that was Jo Haig, who is head of physics at Imperial College and an expert on climate change.